Hi, this is R. Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message. Blessings for sale. That's my topic for today. Blessings for sale. Prosperity gospel and pro-tithe preachers claim you can't buy blessings. That's what they say when they're asking for you to pay your tithes and sow these seeds and this, that, and the other. However, when they tell Christians to tithe, they are implying or suggesting that Christians can buy blessings from God with their so-called tithes. And here's why I say that. What is the modern day tithe? We got to look at this modern day tithe and break it down. The modern day tithe is money. What is money? Money is a medium of exchange, a payment. Money is a medium of exchange. So now let's look at that definition, medium of exchange. What is a medium? A medium is a means of effecting or conveying something. Exchange is the act of giving or taking one thing in exchange for another. A trade. Right? So, here's the nature of money. Money is a medium of exchange, a means of effecting or conveying something, along with the act of giving or taking one thing in exchange for another. See, money conveys the message that you want or need something, and we give the money in return for what it is we need and or want. So, say you want groceries. What do? You go to the grocery store. You select the groceries you want. Then you get to the cash register and you pull out your money. And your money conveys the message that I want and or need these groceries. And then you hand over your money to the cashier. And by doing so, you are giving them the money in exchange for the groceries. Okay, simple as that. You want groceries, go to the grocery store, go to the cash register, give them the money. They get the money, you get the groceries. That's what money does. It's something that you give in exchange for what it is you want and or need. Right? So, when it comes to buying a blessing, we have to look at the fact that many of the preachers today reject the biblical tithe, which is agricultural produce and livestock. That was the nature of the biblical tithe. That is the nature of the biblical tithe. What they have done is redefine the tithe as money. So once they have redefined the tithe as money, then the modern day tithe takes on the nature of money, which is money is what you give in return for what you need or want. So therefore, the modern day tithe is the same thing as money. You give a tithe in return for what you need and or want. Therefore, modern day tithing is the practice of paying God in return for a blessing. God has the blessings. You have the money called tithes. You want and or need blessings. So you pay God tithes or your money. That's buying a blessing. Now, I want to introduce you to something. Something I call the New Covenant Store. Now, this is a store that has everything you need and or want for living an abundant life. And everything in this store, in this New Covenant Store, is absolutely free. They don't accept money, they don't accept tithes, they don't say sow seeds, no nothing. Everything you want and or need is there and it's free. So can you imagine, for instance, going to your favorite store? What's your favorite store? And you can go into that store and get anything you want for free. You never have to pay anything, and everything you want, you can have it. That's what the New Covenant Store is like. So you may go in this New Covenant Store and ask the manager, it's like, well, how is it I can come in here and get everything I want and or need? And they'll say, well, we operate on a system called abundance. And this system, with this system called abundance, there is no lack. So we never run out of anything. You can always come and get everything you need and want. You can come as many times as you want. And we never run out of anything. And you're like, okay. Then how is it I can get all this wonderful stuff for living an abundant life and get it for free? You mean I don't have to pay anything? How is that? And the manager says, well, we know someone named Jesus the Christ. And Jesus the Christ paid the price for everything in this store. Jesus the Christ paid the price so you could have it for free. Did you get that? Jesus the Christ paid the price. So when you go into the New Covenant Store, you don't have to pay anything because the price has already been paid. So now the manager does come back and say, now we do encourage, you know, free will offerings, but once again, you know, it's not that we need the offerings. We don't need offerings. What we want you to do is to, you know, bless others according to what's in your heart. You know, we want you to pay it forward. You know, we're blessing you, so basically you can be a blessing to other people. But there's something we encourage you to do. But once again, everything here is free. We're not asking you to pay for this. And that's the New Covenant Store. You see, money is a medium of exchange used for getting what we need and or want. The modern day tithe has taken on the nature of money. So the modern day tithe, or the practice of tithing, is the act of paying God money in exchange for blessings. And this is not biblical. Jesus the Christ paid the price, which has given you full access to the abundant life promised to you under the New Covenant. Everything is free. So don't let misguided preachers lure you into buying blessings. R. Renee here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tithing Hoax Podcast. For more information about the Tithing Hoax, visit thetithinghoax.com, download your free tithe study guide, or drop us an email at info@thetithinghoax.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.